Captain's log, stardate 41723.9. In response to a starfleet order, we are in the Zende Sabu star system, having rendezvoused with a Ferengi vessel which has requested a meeting. Although we arrived here and made appropriate signals to the Ferengi 3 days ago, they have so far responded only with the message, "Stand by, Enterprise."
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Doctor. Sit down. Look, this perhaps may be nothing, but I've been feeling a bit odd of late. Fatigued. And now I got this damned headache.
A what?
Headache. Surely you know what a headache is.
Of course. But I don't often encounter them.
The reason is obvious, of course. What are the Ferengi up to? Stand by, Enterprise. Stand by for what?
I don't see a thing wrong.
No, neither can I. Unless they're baiting some kind of trap.
With your head? I see nothing physically wrong, but I want to run some additional scans in sickbay.
Doctor, all I've got is...
is an order to report to sickbay. From the only person aboard this ship who can give you an order.
Captain, from First Officer. They're finally sending a message.
On my way, number one. Sorry, Doctor. Duty calls. They're prepared to talk, sir. Can they give them any hint of what they've been waiting for?
Negative, Captain. They've identified their commander as Bok. Damon Bok.
You'll be able to see him now, sir. They're willing to communicate on visual.
Open hailing frequencies.
Frequencies open, sir.
Ferengi vessel, this is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Enterprise. We are transmitting visually.
Is this the Captain Picard?
Do we know each other?
I know you, Picard.
Then you have the advantage of me. Is this Bok?
I am Bok, Damon of the Ferengi. I have asked you here to discuss a mutual problem, Captain.
What problem is that, Damon Bok?
I insist on speaking of that matter in person. Shall we meet on your vessel or mine?
Hailing frequencies closed.
Captain, I sense considerable deception on Bok's part. And danger.
Then we should meet him here. Keep him under our control.
Now open, sir.
I appreciate your offer, Damon Bok. We would like you to be our guest here.
As you wish, Picard. Perhaps it should begin a new era of cooperation for both our peoples. In one Earth hour, then...
In 1 hour, Damon Bok. End transmission.
I can't believe they're coming here.
They did agree a bit easily. Well, in 1 hour, we shall know why.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
your way, Doctor.
Only when my way makes sense, Captain. There's still 40 minutes until the Ferengi beam over. I'll have these scans done in 10.
Seems an awful lot of effort for something as simple as a headache.
As simple? You should not have a headache unless there's something wrong, sir. It may be true that headaches were once quite common. That was in the days before the brain was charted, before we understood the nature of pain, when we were suffering from things such as the common cold.
So what's the cause of my headache?
I haven't the slightest idea. Feel better?
Pain's gone.
Medical fakery. The pain is actually still there. It's just cloaked. I'll want further exams.
Doctor.
When the Ferengi matter is settled.
Commander, you'll soon be getting an intruder alert.
What? Wesley, you've got something to report.
If you'll scan heading 44 mark 163, Lieutenant, you'll find...
Intruder alert, sir.
Is that something, sir?
It's an old-style starship, sir. Constellation class, heading this way under impulse power.
Says who?
Ensign, answer the first officer's question.
Says the long-distance sensors, sir. I was in engineering, playing around with boosting the sensor output.
Boosting it? How?
We will discuss this later.
I'm reading it now, sir, as a Constellation-class starship heading this way under impulse power. Sending no call letters, sir.
The correct procedure.
What's wrong, sir? No, it's nothing. Just a mild headache.
The correct procedure, Ensign, would have been to signal the bridge of your finding immediately.
Yes, sir.
Bringing it here personally, perhaps with the idea of being on hand for the Ferengi beam over, might have imperiled this vessel had it been something hostile approaching.
Yes, sir.
We are receiving no signal at all from the approaching starship, sir.
Time, sir.
Time?
Oh, for the Ferengi beam over. Do you see any problem connected with this old starship coming in number one?
Suggest it would be safer, sir, to have the Ferengi here, whatever happened.
Concur. Stand by.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Welcome in peace to the Enterprise, Damon Bog.
It is our pleasure, Captain Picard. Might I introduce my first officer, Kazaga? My second, Rata.
This is my first officer, Commander William Riker. Second in command, Data. Counselor Troy.
We have heard that you use females. Clothed females. Most interesting.
They are that, sir.
And the android was mentioned, too. What is its price? We should like to purchase it.
He is not for sale. Commander Data is
second-hand merchandise, and you wouldn't want it.
Second-hand, sir? Oh, of course. A human joke.
Excuse me, Captain, but the unidentified starship is coming in. Still no signal at all.
Think nothing of it. It is under our control.
One of our starships under your control.
Do not be alarmed, Captain. It is a gift from us, with which we honor the hero of Maxia.
Who?
Why, you, Picard, of course. Do you not remember the Battle of Maxia?
I'm sorry, I do not remember it, Damon Bog. Later.
Captain, he may refer to an encounter which occurred 9 years ago in the Maxia Zeta star system, in which an unidentified starship...
Unidentified? That fine vessel was Ferengi.
Which you destroyed, sir.
The Battle of Maxia. I've never heard it referred to so dramatically before. My sincere regrets, Spock, but... that vessel refused to identify itself. It simply attacked us. We defended ourselves.
Such mistakes happen in space.
Hardly a mistake, sir. Your report shows that it deliberately attacked.
You want arriving vessel on main viewer, sir. It's only 1,000 kilometers away now.
Put it on your viewer.
Main viewer.
There is no one aboard it. The logs will be downloaded into the Enterprise's records. At the price.
No price!
No price.
What is the purpose of this? What?
I felt something too, Captain.
Perhaps it is his conscience.
Bridge to sick bay.
No, fine.
It felt as if it were something from your past.
It's all right. I'm fine. What is all this about?
It is about the battle I mentioned, Captain. A gift in honor of that occasion. Look at that ship closely.
Magnify, please, Lieutenant LaForge.
Aye, sir.
It's a Stargazer. It's my old ship. How did you find it?
It was a derelict. Adrift in space on the far side of this star system. How it got there, it's none of my business, Captain. But now, that vessel is yours, if you wish to have it.
We are not selling it to him.
Consider it an act of friendship. At no cost. Oh, ugly. Very ugly.
Captain's log supplemental. Bok and his officers have returned to their vessel, inviting us now to officially take possession of the Stargazer.
Like before?
No. It hit with more impact.
Hit? I'm sorry, but anything could be important. You said you felt something yourself.
I believe so. Like a thought, but rather mechanical in nature.
You sure it wasn't one of my thoughts? At that moment, I was remembering being at the helm of the Stargazer. A maneuver was being made. We were hit. Something's burning. I can smell smoke. Can you smell it?
There's nothing burning, Jean-Luc.
No. That was just part of my memory.
Memory or nightmare?
But it was strong, whatever it was. You're ready, number one.
Staff's waiting as Dr. Crusher approves.
I'll do better than that. I'll go alone.
We were traveling at warp 2 through the Maxia Zeta system when this unidentified starship suddenly appeared and fired on us, point-blank range.
Where did it come from?
It must have been lying in some deep moon crater. First attack damaged the shields in the confusion. They hit us a second time.
No clue who they were?
No names, no reason. Can you identify them, Vigo, if they come in a second time with our shields damaged?
Sir, who's Vigo?
He's my weapons officer on the Stargazer. Hey, I'm getting quite caught up in this.
Your shields were failing, sir.
Mm-hmm. I improvised. With the enemy vessel coming in for the kill, I ordered a sensor bearing, and when it came into the return arc...
You performed what Starfleet textbooks now refer to as the Picard maneuver.
Well, I did what any good helmsman would have done. I dropped into high warp, stopped right off the enemy vessel's bow, fired with everything I had.
And blowing into maximum warp speed, you appeared for an instant to be in two places at once.
And our attacker fired on the wrong one.
I did what any good helmsman would have done. You did it first, sir.
Oh, it was a save-our-skins maneuver. We were finished. On fire. We had to abandon ship. We limped through space in shuttlecraft for weeks before we were picked up. No. I haven't thought about this for years.
Sir, the Ferengi are standing by for us to take possession of the Stargazer.
I want to go over to her.
I understand, sir. As soon as my people have made certain that she's safe.
And after I have another look at you, Captain.
Thank you.
NASA Stargazer. Constellation class, Starfleet Registry NCC 2893.
I activated the emergency power cells. Amazing, they still work.
The rest of the ship is clear of surprises, Lieutenant Yar.
You know, when I read about the ship at the Academy, I never dreamed I'd ever be on her.
Yar to Enterprise. All clear, sir.
Most intriguing, sir.
What do you find, Data?
Last entry dated 9 years ago, sir, by you. We are forced to abandon our starship. May she find her way without us. Apparently she did, sir.
How do you feel, Captain?
Oh, I'm fine, Doctor. Lieutenant Yar, run a structural analysis on the Stargazer for an impulse tow. Data, download all computers to the Enterprise and file. I'm going to look at my old cabin.
Me. I want you back on the Enterprise.
But my things.
I'll see they're sent to your Enterprise quarters.
Enterprise now taking possession of Stargazer, Kazago.
Permission granted, Riker.
Actually, it was quite a bargain, Kazago. I thought the Ferengi always made a profit on things. Set sub-warp speed for towing the Forge.
Aye, sir.
Starfleet has responded to our request, sir. A tug will rendezvous with us and tow the Stargazer back to Zendi Starbase 9.
Very well, Dave.
How was it, Captain?
Very strange, Number One. Like going back to the house you grew up in. But no one's home. Except phantoms of the past.
It has troubled you.
And half as much as this damned headache. Take over, Number One.
Aye, sir. What's wrong?
I wish I could say.
Data. Why all the mystery?
The records of the Stargazer, sir. What the Ferengi call the Battle of Maxia. It seems the captain's personal log contains a much different version of that conflict than the official historic account.
What are you saying?
It would appear that the starship which Captain Picard attacked had, in fact, been under a flag of truce.
What?
And apparently, the captain destroyed the ship without notice or provocation.
Impossible. What about the fire aboard the Stargazer?
An accident in engineering.
And what proof?
It is logged in his own voice, sir. Would you care to hear it, sir?
Me, Jean-Luc Picard, commanding USS Stargazer.
What does this mean?
I don't know, sir. It sounds like your voice.
It is, Number One.
But I refuse to believe you ever said that.
I admit I must have mistaken their subspace antenna for a weapons cluster. Unfortunately, I fired our main phasers and our direct hits destroyed the unknown vessel.
I've assumed they've simulated your voice somehow. I've already put data to work on it.
Thank you, Will. I never made that log entry, of course. But it still leaves you with a duty to perform.
I know, sir. I must report to Starfleet. That's at least one full day subspace communication to reach there.
And one more full day for that answer to return. I'd like to have the truth of this by then. I'd hate to have to prepare a formal defense.
I can't believe they'd ask for your command.
Why wouldn't they? With the Ferengi making these friendship overtures? I could become a severe embarrassment to Starfleet.
I'm certain the Ferengi are behind the faked log. No wonder they're waiting out there. Headache back, sir.
Damn. I'll call the doctor again.
It's no wonder with all this going on. Try to relax.
This is a confession given by me, Jean-Luc Picard, commanding USS Stargazer. In the hopes that my belated honesty will be taken into account by Starfleet when judging my actions during a confrontation with an unidentified vessel.
Open hailing frequencies, Geordi.
Open, sir.
I'll take it to the ready room. Secure channel, LaForge.
Secure, sir.
Starship Ferengi, this is Commander Riker here. I'd like to speak to First Officer Kazago.
A problem, Riker?
Are our channels secure on your end?
It is now.
Are you aware of the details of the Battle of Maxia?
Captain Bach has just made me aware of it, Riker. The infamy of your Picard is now fully known.
Infamy?
I would call the wanton destruction of an unarmed vessel infamy.
And have I produced evidence that Captain Picard's log entry was falsified to indicate that...
I can hardly imagine you contacted me to discuss an ancient battle. What do you want of me?
Just one question.
As you humans say, I'm all ears.
First Officer to First Officer, Kazago. If your Captain Bach knew about this, then why this peaceful meeting to present us with a Stargazer?
We freely give you back your derelict warship, and now you accuse us of crime, Riker? I can bear no more insults.
Yes, who the hell is this?
Not resting, Captain.
More like dying, Doctor.
Over here.
What is wrong with me?
I wish to hell I knew, Captain. But something unusual has definitely been happening to you.
Well, the doctors always say the obvious is always a revelation.
Why do captains always act like they're immortal?
No.
You didn't tell me it had been this bad.
It wasn't this bad, but it's getting worse.
This should help a little. It's got to be some kind of emotional pressure connected with the Stargazer.
I got this headache. Long before I even knew my old ship still existed. Still, perhaps you're partly right.
Want to talk about it? I'm here.
The fight, Maxia. I destroyed an entire vessel. Entire crew.
Did you have a choice?
I don't know anymore. I just don't know.
Commander Riker has told me about the altered log, if that's what's troubling you.
The last 3 nights, I've had these voices. I'm on the bridge of my old ship. There's fire all around me. The klaxons, smoke. And then I give the order. And now the Stargazer is really here. And then that log. Oh, am I going crazy? How do I know I was in my right mind with Maxia? How do I know I'm in my right mind now? What was that?
Something to let you sleep.
Comparing the Stargazer's main computer log with Captain Picard's personal log, I found checksum discrepancies, sir.
What does that mean?
All information is time-coded by entry, and the bits, when totaled, produce an aggregate amount which...
I don't want a computer science lesson, Data. Bottom line.
One of these two logs is a forgery, sir.
Correction. The log just found aboard the Stargazer is a forgery.
As I said, that is one of them. Is it not?
Captain... You're looking better, sir.
A little sleep, thanks to the good doctor, works wonders. What report on the logs?
Yes, sir. Whoever tampered with your personal log was clever.
But a bit clumsy. It's definitely a fabrication, sir.
Number one, I'd like you to take a look at this brain scan, Griff. What are you doing here?
I thought I was captain of this starship.
Of course you are, but I...
Thank you for the confirmation, Doctor. But now, except for Riker, I would like you all to return to your stations. Is that clear?
Sir.
You too, Doctor. I have business with the commander.
Under protest, sir.
You have orders for me, sir?
Release the Stargazer from the tractor beam, number one.
Sir?
The tractor beam.
Sir, are you abandoning?
No, but her inertia will carry the Stargazer along with us. Or did you sleep through the Academy lecture on the conservation of tractor beam power?
No, sir. I'll release her, of course.
Obviously, there's some sort of thought process disorder here, but I can't find a physical reason for it. Anything?
I'm puzzled, too. I keep sensing random thoughts, but two sets of them, as if they were his, but intermixed with other thoughts, which are also his.
I'm busy at the moment, Wesley.
I know, Mom, but this is important. When I went back to the main sensors in engineering to try some more sensitivity experiments...
Does this have something to do with Captain Picard?
Yes, ma'am. If this is what you're talking about here. I don't know much about brain scans, but I glanced at these when you were studying them. And I noticed that these patterns are the same as those picked up from the low-intensity transmissions from the Ferengi ship. I went back and checked, and they're exactly the same.
What kind of transmissions?
I don't know. Engineering has nothing like it on record.
Let's get to the captain.
No, they might be affecting the captain. To Riker.
You're welcome, ladies. Adults.
Captain, Commander.
Resting in his quarters after ordering both of you to return to your duty stations.
There have been some... Did he say low intensity?
Mm.
Some unusual low intensity transmissions from the Ferengi vessel.
Did who say?
My son. Transmissions which exactly match certain anomalies found in the captain's brain scans. Something over there is affecting the captain's thought patterns.
Computer, give me a location on Captain Picard.
Captain Picard is in transporter room 3.
What? Computer, emergency order to transporter room 3.
New information. Captain Picard is no longer aboard the Enterprise.
Shields up, sir. No way to beam over any help.
Commander, I'm reading something very strange here. A low-intensity beam of intermittent pulse inside this starship.
I have a fix on it, sir. Inside Captain Picard's quarters.
You transferred some of his belongings from the Stargazer?
Yes. Including a fairly heavy chest.
Go take a look. Fast.
Commander, the Stargazer is now powering up, sir.
I have been waiting a long 9 years for this, Picard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you not, human? Can you not remember the crime you committed against my very blood? You murdered my only son.
Your son?
He was commander of the ship you destroyed. on his first voyage as Daemon.
A ship. The Ferengi vessel that attacked me. Or is it about to attack me?
And I have spent these years searching, seeking a proper broad revenge. And I found it. Yet two of these cost me the profits of an entire life. You are back in command of the Stargazer, Picard. Its computers will answer your orders. Die well, Captain.
First Officer's log. Captain Picard has beamed himself to the Stargazer, which is now moving away from us under its own power.
Enterprise to Stargazer, please respond. Enterprise to Captain Picard aboard Stargazer, please answer. Mr. Data, what was Stargazer's condition?
Considerable fire damage to interior surfaces reported, sir. But none of her main systems are crippled.
Armaments, Lieutenant Yar.
6 photon torpedoes short, sir. Probably used when the captain destroyed his Ferengi attackers 9 years ago. Otherwise fully armed.
What do you make of it, LaForge?
Seems to be a network of miniature circuitry, sir. Incredibly complex. Maybe an amplifier.
Where was it in the captain's quarters, Mr. Worf?
This chest from the Stargazer, sir? Just where I had left it. He hadn't yet unpacked.
So he may not have even known it was there. And if this can pick up or magnify thought-altering transmission...
It could have prepared him for whatever is happening now.
Let's find out. Or try to. Contact the Ferengi vessel, Lieutenant.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Enterprise to Ferengi vessel. We transmit visually. Do you respond?
Why is our gifty under power, human?
I will discuss that with your captain.
He is working in our ship's laboratory. Where is your captain?
He's beamed himself aboard the Stargazer. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with it.
How do you have possession of that?
It was found in our captain's chest, which was brought over from the Stargazer.
It is a forbidden device, a thought maker. If your captain is criminal enough to own one...
Izago! You know who controls those spheres. Now I ask you again. First officer to first officer. What's going on?
It is not seemly to question one's own daemon, Riker. I am not prepared to do that.
Sir, I have the Stargazer.
Swift, now.
Enterprise Picard.
Do not attack again. We are on a peaceful mission. Give your identity. You force us to defend ourselves. Take this full up. Arm torpedoes. Fire the shield at full power.
We've lost him, sir.
When you put up the shield, sir.
Damn! I can get the fusion generators under surge control. You're moving much too slowly. Arm the torpedoes, man. Get a fire control party up here.
Chief, Captain.
Fusion generator online. Weapons report.
Vengers coming to full charge, sir. Torpedoes armed.
Who are they? Identify them.
They're turning for a third asset, sir. We can't take another hit, Captain.
Sir, I now feel anger from our captain. Fury over whatever it is he is reliving out there.
Battle of Maxius, sir. That's what it is.
The Picard maneuver. What does the defense get that data?
There is no defense, sir.
Then devise one. Fast.
First Officer Kazago to human, Riker.
Not now, Kazago.
We do not wish to become involved in what has become clearly a Federation matter.
Fine, fine. Enterprise out.
You should also know that
Damon Bach no longer commands this vessel. His first officer has confined him for engaging in this unprofitable adventure. Good luck, First Officer Riker.
I have computed a possibility, Commander. Since even deep space contains trace gases, a vessel in the Picard maneuver might seem to disappear, but our sensors could locate any sudden compression of those gases.
And use it as an aiming point to blow our captain to bits?
This class starship has enough power to use our tractor beam on it, sir. Seize it. Limit its field of fire.
Right. Concentrate shields at that point. Make it so. I hope you're right, Data.
No question of it, sir.
Stand by. Lock on tractor beam.
Ready phases.
Captain Picard, let's go.
Vigo, is that you?
It's Commander Riker, sir. Hear me. Look around. The Ferengi are using their thought devices on you.
Stand by.
Who is this?
It's Riker, sir. You're number one. Look for a silver sphere. Destroy it with your phaser. Are you all right?
Where am I, number one?
Aboard the Stargazer, sir. The sphere you destroyed, it's been controlling your...
Bach. Where is Bach?
Removed from command, sir, and placed under guard for his act of personal vengeance. Seems there was no profit in it.
In revenge, there never is. Let the dead rest, and the past remain the past. Enterprise, lock on. Beam me home, Riker.